quarterback Cody Kessler was nominated for the Pepsi Rookie of the Week in Week 6. Kessler, of course, threw for 336 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Titans. And you can head to NFL.com/rookies to vote for Kessler as the Pepsi Rookie of the Week in Week 6. The Browns announcing today that guard Joel Bitonio underwent successful surgery on his foot and is expected to make a full recovery for the 2017 season. He'll be ready to go but will not play again in 2016. The Browns also announced today that they have placed defensive back Jordan Poyer on injured reserve. Poyer suffered a lacerated kidney in the game against the Tennessee Titans, and they have signed defensive back Ed Reynolds to the active roster from the practice squad. Reynolds is in his second season out of Stanford, originally selected by the Philadelphia Eagles in the fifth round of the 2014 NFL draft. He is a safety and will help provide some depth on the back end of the Browns defense. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
How do you feel physically?
Just a little sore, but I'm all right.
Just a little sore?
Yeah. I came out of it okay, which was important for me, obviously, to come out healthy and just a little sore here and there, but nothing, no injury-wise.
Hey, Cody, he was really complimentary of your play when we talked to him earlier today. How has he been with you in meetings and kind of assessing your performance when week by week?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Jackson, is very hands-on with the quarterback position, and for good reason. He's helped out a lot of quarterbacks become very successful in this league, and, I take everything he says very personal, in the sense of, everything he's saying, I'm always writing down notes or little tips and, reminders here and there that he might throw out that, can really help your play. And it's really helped me out just being able to process the offense and process, what they're doing defensively, because he'll give you little hints here and there what to look at and how this play is supposed to work. And he'll tell you exactly what he wants. And, if you get a look that you're not ready for, how to get out of it or how to make the right decision. And I've been, it's been very beneficial for me to have Coach Jackson there, in my ear and help me out with, this whole process of playing in the NFL.
Cody, I'm sure you're self-critical as well of your own performance. What are you not getting done that you feel like you should be getting done?
We just need to, like I said, be more consistent throughout the whole game, and put together a complete game and be better on third down was another thing this week, and help ourselves on first and second down, to eliminate some of those third and longs that we had. But, we got to continue to, like I said, just put a full game together. And we started out fast and played well there in the first half, and then came out in the third quarter and stalled a little bit. And, you want to be more successful, especially coming off the momentum we had going into halftime.
Do you feel like you're growing every week?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting better, in the sense of, learning how to play in the NFL and playing the position in the NFL and feel more comfortable with the speed of the game and the tempo and, different looks that you get thrown at you and different things like that. But that just comes, like I said, with more reps. And the more reps I get in game situations has made me feel more comfortable and play a little bit faster and be a little bit quicker with my decision making.
Was there a greater effort to get the ball downfield yesterday? It seemed like the Pets got the Barnage, you went the Pryor a couple times.
Yeah, we had a couple deep balls there, and the one to Duke was a deep throw. I just missed it. And we got a PI on that one, so that was fortunate. But, the first play was four verticals, and they played cover three, and Gary popped open in the seam. But that's something that we wanted to do was stretch them a little vertically and also just be very efficient with the football underneath, when you're throwing those underneath routes. But for me, it continues. But whatever play is called, I want to be efficient with it. If it's a shot down the field, if it's there, take it. If not, then check it down and move on and eliminate turnovers and eliminate bad situations.
So, Cody, when you look at the game on today, I assume, are you seeing that there were things that were out there that were left out there because you didn't complete something or were you didn't see something?
Yeah, there's always plays you want back. There's always things. Obviously, that one to Duke, I wish I would have hit and completed and gave him a chance there. And some of those third downs, obviously I wish we would have got the ball, to the right guy and got, converted on some of those. But those are something you learn from, and that's something that I take it as. I don't want to hang my head on it. But like you said, I'm very, very critical of myself, and I take it, very seriously. And it's very important to me, and it's something that, I want to see that I did on film and something that I can do better and I want to learn from and, put that into play this week in practice and work on those things. That way, I can be more efficient in the next game.